why'd you want to write this book at this time, sir?
Well, interesting. I got more questions about why I would write a book on the subject of happiness, and in particular, why I would call it happiness. And that's exactly why I did it. And the reason is because whenever an unbeliever would ask me, you know, a lot of unbelievers, they're, you know that I'm a writer. And so, what are you writing right now? And they kind of expect not to be interested in it. And I say happiness. And they go, oh, no kidding. Oh, that's great. You know, tell me what are you learning? What are you writing about? And then Christians ask you what you're writing.
Right.
And you start writing a book on happiness. And then, do you mean joy? And I go, well, joy is included in gladness and merriment and cheerfulness and things like that. But the title of the book is happiness. And actually, I told a pastor that when he asked, and he wrote me a lengthy letter explaining why I shouldn't write a book on happiness. And of course, this is why I called it happiness. I shouldn't say of course, because it's not obvious to many people. And a couple of the reviews that I've read, there's a lot of pushback on it because doesn't he understand that happiness and joy are two totally different things?
Yeah.
In fact, joy is the opposite of happiness. Joy is an unemotional it's our standing in Christ. And in this world, to seek happiness is to seek sin. I mean, happiness is superficial.
Yeah,
it's totally inconsistent with the Christian life. And yeah. I'm going, okay, well, let me say, from my own experience, unbelieving home, unhappy kid, came to Christ, and one of the most noticeable transformations in my life was that I became, for the first time, a truly happy person. But then I start reading, as a young Christian, Oswald Chambers, who I love. Great stuff. I mean, my utmost for his highest. Great title, great book. But in it, he says, it is an insult to associate the name of Christ with happiness.
Oh.
And then that just somehow intuitively, it went against my thinking, and yet I bought into it. And then pretty soon I was reading people who say, God doesn't care about our happiness. He only cares about our holiness. And then as a young pastor, I recited those same words, believing them to be true.
Yeah.
And so I thought, okay, I need to write on this because I see people choosing between happiness and holiness. And of course, ultimately, biblically, the two are completely intermeshed, intertwined, inseparable in the long haul.
Right, but right.
Because everybody, you know, throughout history, not only Pascal saying all men seek happiness, but you know, back to Augustine and Aquinas and Anselm, they all had different versions of that same statement. All people seek happiness all the time. The philosophers know it and have said it. Theologians know it and have said it. It's true to being created in God's image, and he's a happy God, and he has made us with the desire to be happy. Satan did not create our desire to be happy. God did.
That's right.
Sin is not, does not constitute the pursuit of happiness. The pursuit of happiness is built into us, and when we pursue it outside of God, in denial of God, in neglect of who God is, in violation of his character, that's when it becomes sin. But it's not happiness that's the sin. It's not even the seeking happiness that's the sin. It's seeking happiness in the wrong place instead of in God, the right place.